Good morning, boys and girls. I've just now arrived at the forest. I'm glad I came out early so I can spend the whole day here. I believe everyone is still asleep. This must be the most beautiful place in the world. I'll walk around and see if I can find somebody. It's a sleepy world. Everyone is fast asleep. Not a sound, no, not a peep at all. The day is dawning. What a lazy world.
There they are, still in their beds.
We must wake those sleepy heads. It's time to start the day.
It's morning.
For you boys and girls, there's someone very special here in the forest that I want you to meet. I hope I can find him soon. You've probably guessed who it is already, haven't you? Oh, I think I hear someone. Yes, there he is, my friend Smokey Bear. Yoo-hoo, Smokey! I'm over here. Hurry up! I want you to meet all the boys and girls. Let me introduce you to my friend
Smokey.
You'll be glad you met him when you meet
Smokey.
He'll do anything for you. He'll go anywhere. He will risk his life for you.
Smokey Bear.
For you and me, keeping all our forests green and saving trees. He'll work day and night for you. No one can compare. There is nothing he won't do.
Smokey Bear.
Step right up and say a word or two.
Smokey.
Everyone is waiting to meet you.
Smokey.
Here he comes to say hello to friends everywhere. So I now present to you.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear. Hello there, everyone. I'm really glad to meet all of you boys and girls. Welcome to the forest, Marcy. I'm glad you could come back to spend the day again with me and all my forest friends. Of course, they're still asleep. Just follow me, Marcy, and I'll try to wake everyone.
All right, Smokey. Maybe I can help wake them up. I see your pretty little heads peeking from your nest. Wake up, you can't stay in your beds. You've had a long night's rest. You're not asleep, it's just a trick. You're trying to pretend, but you're not fooling me at all. Get up, my feathered friends. I see your pretty little heads peeking from your nest. Wake up, you can't stay in your bed. You've had a long night's rest. You're not asleep, it's just a trick. You're trying to pretend, but you're not fooling me at my feathered friends.
Get up, my feathered friends.
That goes for all of you animals, too. That's better. I see everyone is waking up now. Marcy, I see you brought some big baskets full of something.
Yes, Smokey. Those baskets are full of food. I brought enough food along for everyone in the forest. You remember, we're going to have a picnic today. I love to go on a picnic on a bright sunny day. I love to walk through the forest and watch all the animals play. It's fun to hike up and down a hill and climb a tree or two. I'd like to go on a picnic every day, wouldn't you?
I love to go on a picnic on a bright sunny day. I love to walk through the forest and watch all the animals play. It's fun to hike up and down a hill and climb a tree or two. I'd like to go on a picnic every day, wouldn't you?
We wish that all of you boys and girls could join in our fun. We'd build a nice cheery campfire and play all day long, and then you'd wish you could stay forever right here in the woods. Oh yes, we'd go on a picnic every day if we could.
Yes, this is a real good day for a picnic. That food sure does smell good. Come on, let's go up and get everyone together for the picnic. I'm hungry already.
All right, Smokey. Oh, look, Smokey. There are your friends, Mr. and Mrs. Brown Bear. Let's ask them first. And look, they must have a new little bear cub. Isn't he cute? I'll run in and invite them.
Wait, Marcy, wait. Don't walk too close to that little cub. You see, their mommy and daddy bears are so proud of their little cub bears, they sometimes get very upset when people get too near. You wait here while I go over there and invite them to our picnic.
In a little white house over there live Mr. and Mrs. Brown Bear, and they by the tree is someone they love. See him, he's their little baby bear cub. Little bear cubs we all love to pet, but mother bears get so upset. And though she looks friendly, you'd better beware and leave. Mr. and Mrs. Brown Bear, I'm glad you've decided to bring your little cub and come along with us to the picnic.
Follow me, everyone, and we'll go and see little Rosebud the skunk. You remember how sad she was?
I sure do.
Poor little Rosebud, a lovely skunk is she. She looks so lonely, as anyone can see. She's always alone, just sitting at home. Poor little Rosebud. Poor little Rosebud. She's cute. as she can be. And she would really love to have some company. But nobody cares for the perfume she wears, poor little Rosebud.
Marcy, haven't you heard the news about little Rosebud? Just take a look over there.
Oh, Smokey, what a wonderful surprise.
Now little Rosebud is happy as can be. She married Sandy Skunk beside the lilac tree. She's never alone, for she has at home 10 little rosebuds.
Hello there, little Rosebud. Look who's here. We're having a picnic. Bring your family and come along.
What a cute family you have, Rosebud. Come with us. We have plenty of food for everyone. Oh, who's that? They were running so fast, they were almost flying.
Who's that running so fast through the forest? Mr. Deer and his friend Miss Doe. I'd like to follow them all through the forest, but I could never keep up, I know. If I could run with them all through the forest, think of all the things I'd see. But look at the way they go. I'd be much too slow. They just run away from me. If I could run with them all through the forest, think of all the things I would see. But look at the way they go. I'd be much too slow. They just run away from me. No, I'm afraid we could never keep up with them, and we won't be able to catch them. But I'm sure that when they see us having our picnic, they'll be over to join us.
That will be fine, Smokey. Look up there in the tree. There's Sleepy the Owl. I remember him.
Yes, he sleeps all day, you know.
I remember.
Sleepy the Owl. He's a wise old bird. He sleeps all day. He's very seldom heard. You'll see him sitting up in a tree all night, watching over the forest and keeping things right. And when he has nothing to do, you'll hear him singing, hoo, hoo, hoo. No wonder all the animals agree, there's no better friend than he.
Sleepy the Owl is a wise old bird. He sleeps all day, very seldom heard. You'll see him sitting in a tree all night, watching o'er the forest, keeping things right. And when he has nothing to do, you hear him sing, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Hoo, hoo.
No wonder the animals all agree, there's no better friend than he.
That's right, Marcy. That's right.